on a Wednesday morning, and we're going to do drive-through talk in this segment because I've had a couple of recent run-ins with a drive-through, and drive-through talk goes way, way back on our program, and I'll tell this story from some 20 years ago. And I've told it a few times on the show, and maybe you have heard it, maybe you've never heard it. But this was circa 2000, and I was picking up dinner at a drive-through, and I went through the drive-through, and I ordered a hamburger. Mm. That was before I became a strict pescatarian who occasionally eats barbecue. And I went through the drive-through, and I said, yeah, I'll take a cheeseburger and fries and whatever. And then I pulled up to the window, and the woman working the drive-through had the biggest, heaviest mustache I had ever seen on a female, and I did a triple take, and I couldn't stop looking at it, and it really grossed me out. It was a full mustache, and she had a lot of whiskers, too, along her chin and jawline, and so I took the hamburger, and I gave her my $3 or whatever, and I took the hamburger, and then I drove forward about 10 to 15 feet, and at the end of the building was a garbage can. And I dropped the sack containing the hamburger and fries into the garbage can, and I drove off.
You're such a jerk.
Because all I could think of for those 30 seconds was, what if she took the hamburger bun and rubbed it all over her mustache?
Why would she do that?
And then put it back on.
Why would she do that?
Because I know people in the restaurant industry do stuff like that. And what if, and so even if
But if it was a guy up there that had a mustache, you wouldn't have had the same reaction.
True. That's true.
So let me ask you this.
I don't get it.
Did you stare in the homeless man's eyes as you put it in the trash?
There was not a homeless man there, or I would have given it to him.
Uh-huh.
I think about that story every time I go through a drive-thru.
Why? Because what does it matter if a woman decides to have facial hair or not?
Trash can in the distance. I always think of Junior just flying by there and just dropping it out the window as he drives off because he's
such a jerk.
Okay, and here's the other part of it. Maybe she didn't take the bun and rub it all over her mustache, but what if she had been rubbing the mustache with her hands, and she is the one that did the final assembly on my burger, and her hands, there were leftover mustache hair follicles on there.
Once again, if it was a guy that had a mustache, you wouldn't have thrown it away.
Correct.
But he could have done the exact same thing in
Correct.
Your fake scenario you just gave for this woman.
You would have noticed the woman, and you would not have noticed the man.
I would not have noticed the woman.
Oh, my God. She looked like Jean Shalit. I know that's a dated reference, but still. So since then, I've had a love-hate relationship with the drive-thru.
Yeah, you strike me as someone who doesn't go through many drive-thrus.
I don't.
I spend half my life in drive-thrus.
Gordo goes every day.
Yeah. And I know you've had some battles with people who run the drive-thru.
Oh, gosh.
Why would you want to work the drive-thru? Doesn't that seem as stressful as air traffic control?
Yeah, no, I don't see how they keep it straight.
Oh, I think the drive-thru is kind of interesting. You get to meet interesting people, and
You're dealing with people who are in a hurry. They expect food delivered quickly, and if it's not, they're not going to be nice.
You ever been inside a fast food restaurant and heard how the people talk over the speaker, the intercom?
Mm-hmm.
They yell.
Yeah. Right.
I'll have a cheeseburger with what is the special sauce?
Why do they do that?
I don't know. Just speak in a normal voice. They scream. Those poor drive-thru workers have to listen to that.
Here is America's dirty little secret that nobody wants to talk about. And I am here to expose it this morning.
Women with mustaches?
Drive-thrus are not faster than going inside.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. They are.
No, they are not. You buy
I'm
into the secret.
You.
I think if there's more than three cars,
you
no.
Believe the non-secret.
What?
If there's more than three cars, I think you're better off going inside.
I don't unbelieve the non-secret.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's not true because, see, I've tested this before. You're talking to the guy with the most fast food experience here on the crew.
Okay.
And I've seen it to where there's been like 10 cars in line in the drive-thru. I'm thinking, oh, it's just going to be easier. There's only two people waiting at the counter right now. So I'm going to go in there, and I'm just going to get food that way. And then I have watched the car that I was supposed to get behind go
fly
through the drive-thru, and then there's two more cars before I even got my food. It is slower to get it in person because they prioritize the drive-through.
Okay.
I, too, have done my own experiment. There is one restaurant I go to that has a drive-through, and for a year, I went to the drive-through every time because I bought into the great lie that the drive-through is faster. And I noticed I'm sitting there for a long time, and I'm wondering, you know, I'm kind of peering out the window at the car ahead of me, like, what is taking so long? And it just took forever. And so I've started at this restaurant going inside, walking up to the counter where there's hardly ever a line. And I do the same thing. I mark the car that's at the drive through and I 100% of the time beat it out of the restaurant.
And it's more accurate when you go in. They will screw something up if you're in your car because they're in such a hurry to get that out the door. But if you're inside, if you have a special order, they'll get it right.
Well, you're both wrong with wrongness.
Now, I do believe that you could be right, Gordo, that some of those restaurants prioritize the drive-through. This one that I'm talking about does not.
Which one is it?
You ever been there?
No.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But there is another one that's kind of a high-end fast food place that is also, the drive-through is incredibly slow, but it's not the one that you were talking about.
And example number two, the bank drive-through. Every time I go to my bank's drive-through, it is so slow. And the other day I was there, and I pull up behind this car.
Those huge deposits you make.
It's the car in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And it's this one car in front of me. And yeah, I'm sitting there with mounds of cash, lots of mad cheddar that I want to deposit.
El Chapo money.
No, I'll have like one check from, I don't know, a relative for $50 or whatever. Because, you know, we all have direct deposit that I finally talked you two into.
No, yeah, the other way around.
I think I'm going back.
I talked you guys into direct deposit. And you told me that if a relative gives you a check for under a grand, you just throw it away. You told me that.
That's not true. So I rarely go to the bank drive-thru, but in this case I did a week or two ago. And I'm sitting there behind this car. And they get the little cylinder sent back out, and they take it, and I'm thinking, okay, now they're done. They're just got to get their receipt, and they'll drive on. And then they put it back in, they send it back, and I'm thinking, okay, now what? And then another couple of minutes go by, and now I'm getting really frustrated. Well, there's another bay, so I back up, and I'm, like, sitting between the two, like I'm going to take whichever comes first.
Another bay. Dr. Bay.
It took so long. Both of these cars were hung up with some problem.
Some intricate transaction.
So I slam it in reverse, and I go park, and I walk in, and I walk up to the teller inside, and I take care of my deposit, which takes 5 seconds, and I go back out, and I get in the car, and those two are still sitting in the drive-thru.
Well, they just had that was just bad luck of the draw that time. I've had it happen where the same scenario, and I park, and I go inside the lobby. And, sorry, sir, could you hold on? All of our tellers are helping people in the drive-thru right now. And I had to wait for them to finish with the drive-thru before they could come over and help me.
That's frustrating. In general, at banks and restaurants, do you think they prioritize the drive-thru?
Yes. Yeah, they
have
to. I
never thought about it, but I bet they do. A lot of the food places.
There's also a certain psychological component to why you think it's faster to go up to the counter.
You're right.
And that is because in the car, you're captive. You can't even escape the drive-thru if you wanted to.
Right.
Because a lot of times it's a curb right around there.
You're sandwiched in.
And it's the same principle as to why they put baggage claims so far from gates. Because they would rather have you walking than waiting. Because if they had the baggage claim right by the gate, you'd stand out there and you'd be pissed about how, man, it takes them forever to get the luggage out here.
Right.
But instead, they make you walk a long way and you get there and it's like, oh, man, the bags came right out. This is great. This place is so efficient.
That makes
sense. The same amount of time.
Yeah. Because at DFW, the baggage claim is pretty much right by the gates and I am always frustrated there.
Yeah, it feels like you have to wait for forever.
But at Love, you walk forever and it seems like it comes out a lot faster.
Right.
And I always love
a psychological trick.
You know, I've frustrated my family through the years at drive-thrus because they don't think I'm a very good quarterback of the carload of people ordering.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably right about that.
But see, I'm a great quarterback.
I'm
an awesome drive-thru quarterback.
I am not.
But the people in the car are always bad because it's always, you know, I'm ordering, y'all have a number two with cheese and get an apple pie too.
I know, I hate that. That's what gets me.
I'm like finishing the order, which I'm fine with them telling me additional stuff. But they keep repeating, and I don't have an apple pie. And I'm like, I'm still in the middle of a paragraph. I heard the apple pie thing, and it will come out of my mouth. And you just be patient.
I know.
You're going to hear it,
hey.
Me saying it to the drive-thru
person. Imagine it with three
kids. But they
kids.
Always assume yeah. that I don't hear them. I'm in a car with you. I hear you.
I've gotten everything right up till now.
Everything is right. You just say it once, and I will incorporate it.
How about when you get three different voices going, and then they start arguing about, you always get that. No, I don't. And then you got that going when you got small kids. It's a beating. Women seem to be better at that than men.
No way.
At least it's that way in my family. I admit, I am not a good... I can't change the play at the line of scrimmage.
Here's another frustrating
thing. Kill on the fries and do... No, I can't do it.
Here's another frustrating experience that I have with being the drive-thru quarterback. I will clearly be padding for time, and they should be filling me in on the information. Like, they're in the passenger seat, and I make their order. All right, I'll have the chicken sandwich with fries, and what I want for a drink is that I think I'll have the... And while I'm doing that, they're supposed to tell
phone.
Me, Diet Coke, I want a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But then they're waiting for me to stop speaking, where they can then talk to me about how they want a Diet Coke. No! Tell me! As I'm doing this, I can get the info from you and pass it straight on.
Yeah.
And but they're leave me rare,
and sometimes they won't be ready, too. Go with the number two, and then we'll also get...
Dude, I will never understand this.
We'll also...
I'll never understand how we can be talking about going to a particular restaurant that we've been to 5,000 and a half times and getting there, and then the person you're with has no idea what they want.
Right.
I mean, I just...
I don't know.
What is menu? Do they have menu here? I don't... you know everything on the menu. You know everything. You should have picked it out.
There's a lot of choices.
Right after we said which restaurant we're going to.
Right.
Oh, man, that frustrates me so much. Anytime I have to tell the waiter or waitress, okay, fine, can you give us a minute, I guess. I hate that. We should know our order when we sit down.
What do you think their accuracy rate is, too?
At drive-thrus?
Yeah.
Pretty good, I would think.
It depends on the restaurant.
It does depend.
I have
sometimes
one
it's 100%.
I have one that just comically gets everything wrong.
We had a place like that when the kids were younger, and we liked going there, and we would fight through it knowing that everyone's order would be wrong. But we went ahead and did it anyway because we liked their product.
I had one place that I would go in, and I would get like pancakes or something for breakfast.
Oh, that pancake.
And you have to tell them specifically, and syrup. And they would always, pancakes, we're going to give you syrup. Okay, I'm sorry. And thank you. So then it's like, okay, well, fine, I won't say syrup next time. This is so implied and understood. Never get syrup if you don't ask for it. And every time you ask for it, you're a big jerk telling them something that's painfully obvious, sir. Okay,
we got it.
Yes, we know what pancakes go with. Okay, it's syrup.
Little trivia, did you know when and where the first drive-thru in America popped up?
Was that a McDonald's?
And what it was.
Was it in Minnesota?
No.
Texas?
Nope.
I don't know.
It was in 1930 in St. Louis, Missouri, and it was a bank drive-thru, the Grand National Bank. St. Louis, 1930. That was the first drive-thru in America. And one of the modern twists on the drive-thru, you can now, at some grocery stores here in town, there's drive-thru grocery stores.
Yeah, you pull into the...
That's so wild.
The parking space and call them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
not bad.
Here's something that I think is a violation of drive-thru etiquette. I think that once you get the bag, you just have to drive off. There's no checking through the order.
Yeah, I agree.
I think if they get the order wrong, you just got to go back in or whatever.
Yes.
But you should never get your stuff and then wait for about 2 minutes while I'm going to check and make sure.
What I think, too.
I think there's supposed to be 100 fries and a medium fry. Let me count all the fries. Okay.
Good. Yes, I think that, too. But just make sure your offensive coordinator feels the same way.
Oh, she thinks you got to check everything first.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. You got to keep the line moving.
Yeah, right. Keep it moving.
Pull forward. If there's a problem, walk inside.
Get ready to take in the shorts if everything's not there, though. Then you've already driven off.
I think that's just luck of the draw. Mm-hmm. I think that's when you turn to her and you say, hey, look, honey, we are feeding a family of six here for under $20. There's a margin of error. There's just a margin of error built in, and we got to be okay with that.
We can deal with it.
We can deal with it.
Okay.
All right, that's Drive-Thru Talk. It's 8:36 on the ticket. They crowned the champ in the Westminster Dog Show last night. And next, we'll talk to the winner, King.